I was going to record this boo outside because it was thundering and I love the sound of thunder and I thought it would be cool if I could get thunder on a boo, but it started to pour right before I went out, so we came back in. The girls weren't interested in being out. That's Ethel over there fussing on the floor. She had a chew last night, and I believe I've mentioned before, maybe it was Facebook, that she likes to bury her chews under my husband's pillow to keep them away from her sister. And last night she had the little tiny piece of a chewy left, and she went to go bury it behind the pillow, and it fell down between the mattress and the wall. So she's been digging around underneath the bed, but I think it must be actually stuck up between the mattress and not down on the floor, so it won't fall all the way down through, but so she can't pick it up off the floor. And it's, of course, way too far down between the mattress and the wall for her to pull it out. So now she sits over on that side of the bed and cries. Anyway, so if you hear a cry, that's her. I'm not doing anything mean to her. I'm just refusing to dig out that chew for her. I have spent a great deal of time over at the school the last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and I have everything out of the boxes now, which is good. And I don't have great big piles everywhere in my room either. There's a few little things still floating around I can't decide what to do with or if I want to keep, but I've got all the boxes emptied out. Getting rid of 100 plus empty boxes will be the next challenge. Some of them I'd like to keep, but some of them are going to have to go. I gave away 10 yesterday to a friend who wanted some boxes. That was a good start. I also went through all, count them, yes, 14 file drawers there that all have stuff in them, and dug through the files and threw away a full paper case of papers worth that I have of old, old stuff, some of it, that I've never used in, well, a lot of years. Let's not count. Many, many years, so I got rid of some things. Yes, your chew is back there, and I'm not getting it for you. She came over to ask me on the other side. She's such a whiny thing. Anyway, it's feeling good to have my room. I got the desks all put in rows, and I'm sure I'll move them around again a couple more times before school starts. I don't even know how many kids I'm going to have, so I may have to pull a couple more into the rows or pull a couple more out of the rows. And I put the backing up on one of the bulletin boards, which helps a lot. It adds a nice big splash of color. I've got 3 more bulletin boards to get backing up, and then I need to start thinking about what goes where on the walls, but I don't want to get too much up, because if they change my grades, it could affect what kinds of things I want to put on the walls. And so now I feel like I'm preparing for I don't know what, so I can only do the generic things that would work no matter what grade I end up teaching next year. If you're the praying kind of person, I need you to pray for more 5th grade students to register on Tuesday when they do registration here, so that we can just leave it as 3 5th grade and I can just teach 5th grade, because I can do that. Well, I can do any grade, but I mean, I can do 5th grade. I've done it so much it would be a lot less work than switching to another grade. And while challenges can be nice, that one would take a lot of time. And they're 6th graders, you know. Ever worked with a 6th grader? They're 12 years old. Need I say more? Anyway, Ethel is becoming agitated. The largest cherub of my own personal household wants to come in and laptop with Mom. And lots of other chores await me around the house, so I guess I'd better get on to them.